نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك بأن الله مولى الذين آمنوا وأن الكافرين لا مولى لهم. صدق الله العظيم. Tonight's Tarawih, we heard the 26th para. Quite a few surahs were recited. I intend speaking on something else, but this ayat crossed my mind and I feel it's important to discuss this ayat because it gives us a lot of hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially for those suffering from depression, those suffering a loss. And they can't come to terms. Like how it is the feeling of most of us, especially in this masjid. And almost every day, especially today, two or three people very close, they express their sentiments and their feelings. What do we do now? Maulana is no more with us. Got no direction, I'm finished, what do I do? I don't enjoy my ibadat, I don't feel like doing this, I don't feel like doing that, this Ramadan is a different Ramadan for me. One ponders over this ayat, then we remind ourselves that ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah is the mawla of the believers. The word mawla comes from wali, which means friend, guardian, protector, one who cares for you, one whose care is sought. Therefore, let us think properly. We have come into this world not for the company of our wives and children, our friends, our asatiza, mashayikh. MashaAllah, Allah has created that in the world, that we live as human beings, we assist one another to gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ultimate goal and purpose is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan has taken a promise that I will sit on sirati mustaqim and I will try or I will endeavor to deviate your bandas. I will come from all sides, from the right, from the left, from every direction, and I will misguide your servants. Allah says, "Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan." Shaitan, Iblis, you have no power whatsoever over my bandas. Except those who voluntarily follow you. And they listen to your commandments and your way of life. And they become from amongst the ghawun. Otherwise, those who follow my path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are mukhlaseen. They are chosen ones. And I will protect them. I am their mawla. وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. The disbeliever has no mawla, has no protector, has no guardian. He has a creator. But for him, there is no person who is going to show that extra amount of care and affection as far as his akhirat is concerned. So as much as all of us feel that pain, it is definitely not easy. Especially for the family, it is extremely difficult. Extremely difficult. One wonders when we will ever come to terms with it. But if you're going to sit back and let these whisperings of shaitan over nafs consume us, remember, the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are never exhausted. Allah creates who He wishes. And even if we don't get that type, in our eyes, in our feeling, it's impossible to get somebody like the caliber of Mawlana Rahmatullahi. But that does not mean that we should not strive for akhirat. What we should do now is the teaching that he has left behind, the advices. Those are the things we should implement in our lives. Otherwise, it would be a great injustice done to him that he taught us all these advices. He cried, showed us the way. After showing us the way, he expects from us to continue in this way. And now we sit back and we complain, and we say we cannot do it, we lose all hope, then this is a great injustice we will do to him. We should never even feel that this is the end of my life, and I wish Allah Ta'ala takes me away. Allah is testing us. It's a great challenge. Allah wants to see, where is your Mawla? I am still here. In Jannat, Allah will reunite everybody. Inshallah, in the biography of the Sahaba we'll do today, inshallah, there's also very similar explanation. And when you understand the biography, then you will see how much more strength we will get, inshallah. Nevertheless, the ayat I wish to discuss today is about ghiba. Surah Hujurat. Before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. The other day we did discuss some part of this, that do not raise your voices above the voices of the Nabi. It's a lengthy incident, but there was one Sahabi by the name of Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas radiallahu ta'ala, who had a very loud voice. Naturally he had a loud voice. In fact, he was the khatib of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would deliver khutbahs in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was an adib, a poet, very eloquent, fasih. When this verse came down that, O believers, do not raise your voices above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went home, he locked himself, he did not come to the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after a few days, realized that he was absent. So he asked his neighbor, that where is Thabit? He says, well, I don't know that he, of any illness or any sickness. I will go and check. So he goes and knocks on the door. Thabit bin Qais is so afraid. He's overwhelmed. Whispering from inside. Finally, when the door is open, his brother, his neighbor asks him, why aren't you coming to the masjid? He says, halaktu. I'm finished, I'm destroyed. He says, why? He says, don't you know this verse? My voice is naturally, I speak so loud. So my voice will be above that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضِ. When you address Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't address him like how you address one another, in a loud manner. Some Bedouins would come. And there's an incident of a whole group of Bedouins who had accepted Islam. And they come and to address Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from outside his house. Ya Muhammad! We are outside, come. They were not cultured, they were not educated. And the verse came down regarding them. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ أَكْثَرُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They don't understand. If they are patient and wait for Rasulullah to come out, that will be better for them. Nevertheless, this Sahabi goes to Rasulullah SAW. Ya Rasulullah SAW, Thabit is worried because his voice is so loud. Nabi SAW tells him, do not worry, he is not from the inmates of Jahannam. هُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Give him the glad tidings as he is from the people of Jannah. In fact, Rasulullah says, calls him and tells him, Ya Thabit, Ta'ishu Hamidan, you will live a life of praise. وَتُقْتَلْ شَهِيدًا, you will die as a martyr. وَيُدْخِلَكَ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ, Allah will enter you into Jannah. Very glad tidings. You will live a happy life. Allah will give you shahadat and you will get Jannah also. It was the same Thabit bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala that there were a group of captives that were taken, and amongst them there was one woman by the name of Juwayriya. And Juwayriya fell in the lot of Thabit bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala, and the booty was shared and the slaves were given. She was extremely beautiful and she is given to Thabit bin Qais, but her father was a leader of his tribe. So she comes to Rasulullah and knocks on the door. Ya Rasulullah, I am Juwayriya, daughter of the leader, and we have been taken as captives. And she asked Rasulullah to be more kind to her. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I will pay off your kitabat. Ahdi kitabat is when a slave has to work for his or her freedom. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi says, I will pay it off and I will even marry you. Thabit hears this. Immediately he sets her free. Say, Ya Rasul, she belongs to you. Allah had informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, he got married to the different wives. on the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then marries Juwayriya radiallahu ta'ala anha, the same woman becomes the Azwad al-Mutahharat. In the other verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, there are quite a few verses where we should not mock one another, should not tease one another, should not call people by the nicknames. We should not have suspicion. We should not spy on any person. We should not backbite. We heard this afternoon a bit of backbiting in the talk after Dhuhr. And this is a very evil practice amongst even the scholars and the learned. Allah save all of us. And that is why Allah in the same para Allah talks about ma yalfidhu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Whatever we utter, whatever statement we make, there are two angels who are readily writing every single thing we say. Everything is recorded. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the sahaba, atadruna mal ghiba? Do you know what is backbiting? So they say, Allahu wa rasuluhu alam. Allah and His Rasul know best. You tell us. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives the answer, and this we should all learn. Dhikruka akhaka bima yakrahu. You're talking about your brother, something that he will dislike to hear you mentioning in his presence. You talk something bad about him, something ill about him, in his absence. If he had to be present and hear the same thing, it would upset him. Now this does not mean that in the presence of the person, you are allowed to speak evil. No. That too falls under lums, which means to find faults in a person. Nevertheless, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ. You're mentioning of something of your brother, that which if he has to hear you mentioning about in his presence, he will dislike. The Sahabi says, but what if what we're saying is true about him? He is guilty of that. Nabi Salam says, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. That the thing that you are mentioning, he is guilty of it. But that's his weakness. And you are mentioning about him in his absence. In other words, he doesn't have now the chance and opportunity to defend himself. If he was present, perhaps he would defend himself. You see, I'm not guilty of it. Now he is not there. So he doesn't have the chance and opportunity to defend himself. So it's not fair. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, but if you have to mention something about him which is not true, it's false, then you have slandered him. Then you have slandered him. One hadith Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, al-ghibatu ashaddu min az-zina. Backbiting is even worse than zina. Fornication, adultery. Sahaba asked, how is that possible, Ya Rasul? Because zina is so terrible. Allah says, don't even go near zina. Nabi Sallallahu explained very simply. He says, a person makes zina, then he feels that remorse and shame. And he repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This falls under huququllah, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forgives him. But in ghibat, you have actually usurped or you have taken the rights of your Muslim brother or sister. Until that person does not forgive you, you will not be forgiven. And therefore it becomes worse than zina. Ulama explain, if you know for definite, for sure, that if you have made some ghibat of some person, the news has reached the ears of that person, then you should go up to the person and ask him for forgiveness. Bhai, I've made your ghibat, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, please forgive me. But if you are certain this person has not got the news of your making ghibat of him, then ulama see, you don't have to go up to him and ask him for forgiveness. What you should do, the kafara for that, the redemption for that sin, is you must make istighfar on his behalf. Allahumma fillahu. Oh Allah, you forgive him. Oh Allah, you forgive him. Oh Allah, you grant him jannat. Oh Allah, you become happy with him. Make dua for the person. Why mustn't you go and tell him that made your ghibat? Obviously, if he doesn't know you made his ghibat, now you go and tell him, bhai, make me maaf. Maaf for what? I made your ghibat. You made maghibat, what did you say? Now he wants to know what you said about him. Now you're going to open up a whole can of worms. And now you're going to explain to him, I said this. What you said about me? Now it will anger him. He will get upset with you. He might start a quarrel with you. He might swear at you. And the problem will become more and more severe. If the person you made ghibat of passed away, then ulama say also make istighfar on his behalf. Make a lot of istighfar. Cry on his behalf. Allah, you forgive him. Give him the highest stages of Jannat. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, now we must understand these things properly. We shouldn't misconstrue. We should understand, listen attentively. Imam Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says, if I had to make ghibat, ghibat is not permissible, haram, but if I had to make ghibat of any person, I would have made of my own parents. People ask, what are you saying, Imam Sahib? Your own parents, ghibat? He says, yes. Because when you make ghibat of some person, Allah is going to take all your sawab away and give that person. I'd rather give sawab to my own parents and nobody else. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will come with a lot of salat, zakat, hajj, nafil. He is about to go to Jannat and people will come. One person will say, Ya Allah, this person made my ghibat in the world. So I want to be paid back now. So Allah will take away his good deeds. Some portion of his good deeds and give to this person. Somebody will come, Ya Allah, he swore at me. Then this person will be given his good deeds. Ya Allah, he cheated me. Ya Allah, he lied to me. People will come one after the other until all his good deeds will come to an end. Still there is a whole queue of people coming and collecting from him. So Allah will take those people's evil deeds and place it on this person's head and shoulders until finally he'll have only sayyi'at. ثُمَّ أُلْقِيَ فِي النَّارِ and be thrown headlong in Jahannam. Allah save us. Ghibat is not only done verbally, even by means of sign. Many times we nudge somebody, check that guy. We laugh, we imitate, mimic some person. That's also ghibat. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'anha, she's with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And maybe somebody is talking about Safiya radiallahu ta'anha, who's another wife of his. Sayyidina Aisha says, oh, that short one. That shorty. The Bishop said, what did you say? لَقَدْ قُلْتِ كَلِمَةً لَوْ مُزِجَتْ بِمَاءِ الْبَحْرِ لَمَزَجَتْهُ. Oh Aisha, you have said such a statement. If this one word of yours had to be mixed with the oceans of the world, it will spoil the oceans of the world. It will taint the oceans of the world. It will change the color, the taste and the smell of the seas of the world. Once Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, her father was a Jew, she had accepted Islam, she became the wives of Rasulullah, one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were traveling, her camel was very, very slow. And Nabi Sallam had to go on the journey and to reach his destination quickly. So she was lagging behind. So Nabi Sallam told Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala, oh Zainab, we've got two camels, lend one to Safiya. She said, I must give to Safiya that daughter of a Jew. Nabi Sallam got so upset when she said that. She mentioned the riwayat, whole of Dhul Hijjah, whole of Muharram, part of Safar, Rasulullah Sallam broke his relationship with Zainab radiallahu anha, his wife. It is so severe. We don't realize the punishment of ghibat on the night of Mi'raj. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had seen that a whole group of people had copper nails and they were scratching their faces. Scratching their faces. Nabi Sallam asked Jibreel, who are these people? He said, these people are those of your ummah who make ghibat of people and who denigrate others. They disparage the character of others. They look down upon people. They don't worry about the integrity, the honor of people. They dishonor people. And therefore, one hadith he said, if any person has to dishonor your Muslim brother or sister in your presence, then you should defend him. Whosoever defends or protects the honor of his Muslim brother or sister when they are being denigrated or degraded, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect this person's face from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. These are all lessons for us. We all are guilty of these things. Whenever somebody makes ghibat, we should try and change the conversation. If we have the authority to stop the person immediately, we should do so. If you are unable, because there are elderly people there, or somebody more respectable, then try and change the conversation. If you are unable to do so, then move away, look for an excuse and go. If you can't do that, then close your ears, or close the ears of your heart, and think only of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not long ago, a few years back, there was a woman, a lady who passed away on the 27th night. If I'm not mistaken, she passed away while fasting or in Salat, here in Durban. And when somebody asked the family, because she's from a very simple home, outwardly, she didn't seem to be very, you know, making a lot of ibadat or tahajjud or something. Normally we look for all those type of things. Maybe the person made so much of hajj or so much of zakat. But they're small, small, small things in our eyes, but which are very great in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah looks at that small thing, and Allah elevates the status of the person. So when they ask the family, they say, nothing much. But there's one thing, whenever any person made ghibat, my mother would go away from there, or she would put her fingers in her ears, and she never would entertain the ghibat of any person. Now tonight we have heard this verse. Inshallah, let all of us try. We'll make mistakes. Again make tawbah istighfar. Again make amends. It's not easy to change overnight. But if we are sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will make it easy. Let's make a firm resolution that from now onwards, we will try our level best not to hear any ghibat, because that's also not permissible, and not to make ghibat of any person. And we will defend the honor of our Muslim brother. How often we find there are people who just wait, it is their job, it's in their blood, to find faults, pick on faults. Person is doing his work so nicely. Instead of appreciating the khidmat he is making of us, of the masjid, of the madrasa, or whatever it is, we look for faults. And let us understand, what are we doing? We are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have we been sent as watchdogs, watchguards, and look at everybody else? Have we come with a score sheet to see, let's give marks and rate how good the programs are in this masjid and other masjid? No, we have come for our own Islah. All of us sitting here have come for Islah. We all want to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all in the same boat. Let us understand and get our priorities right. Otherwise, Ramadan will go. Everybody else will get their prizes. We are still putting X and O in our score sheet. It's a thing for us to ponder. Life is not a joke. Innamal hayatu dunya la'ibu wa lah. I wish all of us understood the Quran and understood Arabic. Make dua, Allah gives us the understanding of Quran, inshallah. If Allah gives us the health and tawfiq, inshallah, we would commence tafsir of the Quran in Majid, so that we understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in the Quran, what messages He has, so that we can change our direction and reach Him. Otherwise, time will pass away, like a block of ice, melting all the time. Before you know it is melted. The game is over. Curtains are closed. Now you're going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What have we done? Why are we always looking at the next person? وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ بَعْضُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. A believer is a friend of a believer. He will help him, assist him. He's weak, he'll go up and help him. He'll make his work easy. Not send terrible remarks on the nights, SMSs or emails. Ridiculing, mocking, making life a misery. Let us give support, let us give du'as. Let us help one another. There are so many people who would love to come to the masjid. Who would love to change. They are feeling embarrassed. May Allah subhanahu give us hidayat. May Allah give us tawfiq. May Allah help us. That we build this ummah together. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. It is mentioned in tonight's Tarawih. That the entire Muslim ummah, they are like one. They are brothers. Brothers of each another. And if we live together in one masjid, together with brotherhood, then our entire neighborhood lives with brotherhood, then the entire city lives with brotherhood, the country lives with brotherhood, the whole ummah, and wherever the ummah is in the world, will find peace and muhabbat. Then Islam will be successful and victorious. Our Muslims will be successful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Inshallah, tonight we'll just have a short dhikr in dua, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq. Again, let's clear our minds, our hearts. Remove from our hearts غيرullah. Everybody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of how sweet Allah's name is. How beautiful Allah is. How kind Allah is. As though nothing exists in the entire world. Just one globe. And we are in one corner of the globe. And Allah is on His arsh. And Allah is watching us. It's just you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is listening attentively to how you are calling His name and how you are hymning and glorifying Him. And you saying, La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
Zikr we make. We must make this just for us to learn how to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should go back home, even in the car, wherever we are. You know, free time, we should try and make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These tongues may become moist with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh wa laka shukru kulluh la nuhsi thana'an alayk. Anta kama asnayta ala nafsik. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم. Oh my Allah, your name is so sweet and so beautiful, my Allah. It gives us such pleasure and contentment in the heart, Ya Allah. You have mentioned, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Ya Allah, what peace and tranquility and serenity we feel in our hearts, oh my Allah. All our problems and worries, everything just disappear and vanish, Ya Allah. It gives us such strength, Ya Allah. It strengthens our heart. It makes us closer to you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we realize that you are our true Mawla. You are our Aqa. You are our Master. The one who cares for us. One who is our guardian and protector. Oh my Allah, you are the most Kareem Allah. And Rahim Allah. The most beautiful Allah. The most compassionate Allah. The most kind Allah. The most loving Allah. The Allah who gives. The Allah who nourishes. The Allah who protects. The Allah who gives us so many bounties that we cannot enumerate all of them. Oh my Allah, we can go on and on and on. We can write your hymns and your praises, and we can glorify you by means of our tongues. Oh my Allah, till the day of Qiyamah, we will not be able to really praise you. How you ought to be praised, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive us. We haven't appreciated you. How you ought to have been appreciated. Oh my Allah, we have not made your ibadat. How you ought to, your ibadat to be, have been made. Oh my Allah, you are our master. We are your slaves. We are begging in front of you, oh my Allah. We are kneeling down and bending down in front of you, oh my Allah. We have raised our hands, oh my Allah, to you, oh my Allah. Because there is no other God. There is no other deity. There is nobody else or anything that is worthy of being worshipped. Besides you, O my Allah. And therefore, Ya Allah, through your fazl, your kindness, you have chosen us, Ya Allah. You have given us hidayat and iman, for which we make shukr, O my Allah. Otherwise, we will be in somewhere far away, not even taking your name or making sajda to you. Ya Allah, do not snatch away this iman from our hearts. Do not take away this iman from our hearts, and from the hearts of our wives and parents and children and offspring, Ya Allah. O my Allah, give us hidayat. Give us sirat al-mustaqim, Ya Allah. Keep us on sirat al-mustaqim. Don't make us be deviated by nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, nafs or shaitan, don't ne milkar hai kiya mujhko taba. Oh, may Allah, nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. Ya Allah, shaitan is chained in the month of Ramadan. But our nafs, Ya Allah, it has become so immune and so accustomed to all the filthy habits. Still our nafs is prompting us to do haram and evil. Oh my Allah, your fazal, your raham, your nadir rahmat, Ya Allah, will assist us, Ya Allah, to overpower our nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. It will assist us in this world, in the qabr and the akhirat, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, help us to control our tongues, Ya Allah. Help us, Ya Allah, to preserve and protect our tongues and zuban, Ya Allah, from making ghibah, from slandering, from backbiting, from harming, insulting, and mocking, and jeering, and scoffing, and swearing, and ridiculing, and looking, finding faults. Oh, may Allah, and deriding people. Oh, may Allah, you help us to make hifazat of our tongues, our eyes, our brains, our mind, our heart, our limbs, our legs, our hands, our feet. Oh, may Allah, make us see good, make us see haq, make us hear haq and good. Make us become good people, Ya Allah. Give us a good akhlaq. Allahumma ahdina li ahsani al-akhlaq. La yahdi li ahsaniha illa anta. Wasrif anna sayyiha la yasrifu anna sayyiha illa anta. Don't make us have an evil character, Ya Allah. Make us have such a good character that people will just see us. They will, Ya Allah, be attracted towards deen and Islam. They will become attracted to you. Make us amongst those people whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. Khiyaru ibadillah. الَّذِينَ إِذَا رُؤُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ The best of servants are those who when they are seen, when people look at them, they are reminded of you, O Allah. Ya Allah, make us become beacons of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us become beacons of hidayat for the thousands and billions of non-Muslims to accept Islam and come into the fold of Islam so that they can also be saved from the fire of Jahannam. O may Allah, all good works that is taking place of deen, Ya Allah, da'wat and tabligh, Khanka and Tazkiyah, Madaris and Makatib and Darul Uloom. Ya Allah, assist all the good works, the Mujahideen, Ya Allah, the Mufassireen, the Muhaddithin, Ya Allah, the ulama, the fuqaha, the udaba, the sulaha, the atqiya, the abrar, the muqarrabin. Make us amongst your muqarrabin. Make us amongst your mukhlaseen. Make us amongst those chosen and special favored ones, ya Allah. We will ask you for the best, ya Allah. Because you are the greatest. There is no other person greater than you. From a great person, we will ask the best, O my Allah. O my Allah, we ask you from every small thing that we require to the greatest of things, ya Allah. And that is, we want you to become ours. Become our Mola. Eh Mola, hamara banja, hame tera bana le. Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, when your rahmat is pouring down, ya Allah, if we are put into the sea, and the sea of, and the ocean of rahmat and mercy, and a sea that is going to remove all the filth from our bodies, after being submerged and emerged and plunged into this ocean of your rahmat and your forgiveness, if then we are not forgiven, and then we are not purified, then there will be no other time in our life when we can ever become purified. Oh my Allah, purify us in the month of Ramadan. Purify us tonight, oh my Allah. Cleanse our hearts. She may help us to change our conditions. Change our lives for the betterment, ya Allah. Make us become pious, ya Allah. Make us for one time in our life now to shun all the evil, regret and show the remorse and become have nadim and sharminda. And oh my Allah, give us that strength and power and give us that courage and that himmat, ya Allah, to fight and ward off that evil, filthy things, this pornographic material which is enticing us and those haram, illicit women that are enticing us, and that riba, and that zina, and that gambling, and that drink, and that alcohol, and that drugs, and all the pornographic material, and those internet sites, and those porn sites, and the cheating, and ya Allah, and deceiving people, and the love of this world, and all the haram pleasures, and that egos, and that pride, and that hasad, and that malice, and that kina, and that boos, and that hatred, and the rancor that we have in our hearts. Oh, may Allah, all those filthy things, that ya Allah, don't make us become consumed by these things. Ya Allah, remove it from our hearts. Help us now. Make our dil mujalla, musaffa, paak, saaf. Ya Allah, make it be filled with your love. Filled with the love of Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Cleanse our and purify our hearts. Make this be like shining mirrors, ya Allah. With not a speck of blemish on it. No speck of dust on it, oh my Allah. Make it be so clean and paak and pure. Oh my Allah, save us from the fitna of Dajjal. Ya Allah, save us from the fitna of Dajjal. When Dajjal is going to appear, we do not know, my Allah. Ya Allah, but there are so many things taking place so fast, my Allah. Science and technology is reaching zenith, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are seeing all the minor signs of Qiyamah in front of us. Children are being disobedient to their parents. Husband and wife are not on talking terms. There's divorces, ya Allah, so rife. Alcohol, zina, and amanat is being, there's mistrust of amanat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, every minor sign we can see in front of us, glaring in front of us. Oh, my Allah, before Dajjal emerges, protect us, ya Allah. Help us to recite Surah Kahf so we may be protected from Dajjal. Protect our wives and children, our parents and family members, our brothers and sisters, our nephews, our nieces, our uncles, our aunts, our neighbors, our students, our asatiza, our friends, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, protect us from all types of fitna and fasad. We do not know what is the new fitna that will come up, ya Allah. Each one comes like a wave and shakes us as though it is going to swallow us up and pull us into the sea. Ya Allah, before we can just come out of the one fitna, the second one is already coming, dashing towards us. Oh, may Allah, like that necklace, that is, all the beads have come off the string of the necklace, and each one is falling one after the other, like that the fitnas are pouring one after the other. We do not know where to go, what to do. Everything is becoming so dark for us. Oh Allah, give us that noor of iman and your marifat. Ya Allah, help, give us that taqwa that we can distinguish between right and wrong. Oh may Allah, there are so many of us who are so weak, ya Allah. Our iman is so weak, so low. We feel so spiritually low, may Allah. We are caught in the web of shaitan in nafs. Oh may Allah, we are glued to the TV even the month of Ramadan. And all the filthy things, oh may Allah. Oh my Allah, you increase our iman. Ya Allah, make our heart be filled with iman. And always, ya Allah, preserve our iman. Right till we leave this world, make us die with iman. Make us die in that condition that you are pleased with us. Oh my beloved Allah, oh beloved Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He cried for us, ya Allah. Day and night he would cry and cry and cry. Allahumma ghfir li ummati. Allahumma ummati. Oh Allah, my ummah. Oh Allah, my ummah. Oh my Allah. We remember the incident where Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha was so overjoyed. She was so happy when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for her. Oh Allah, Forgive Aisha all her past sins, all her present sins, her future sins. Sins she committed in broad daylight, in the night, darkness of the night. Whatever sins and mistakes she made, oh Allah, you forgive Aisha. See, then Aisha became so overjoyed. She was so happy. She was so happy with the dua of Rasulullah SAW. Nabi SAW tells her, oh Aisha, you are so happy with this dua I made for you today. Allah's qasam, I make this dua for my ummah every single day. 5 times I make this dua for my ummah. Oh my Allah, we have forgotten the sacrifices of Rasulullah. His tahammul, his bardash, his tolerance. Ya Allah, the camel's intercede is not an easy thing, Ya Allah. To be placed on the back of the Nabi while he is in sajda, in front of your Kaaba. Oh my Allah, today we go on the mataf. And then marble area, Ya Allah. We complain it is hot. We complain of this and that and the crowd, my Allah. My Nabi was making sajda. Ya Allah, and the camel's intercede and the kuffar began to laugh and mock at him. His poor little small daughter Fatima comes running, struggling to take off, remove that camel's intestine from her father's back. She tries to scold his kuffar leaders who began to laugh and mock at her. Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what you must have went through, my Allah. Life, the incident we have heard, we have read, Ya Allah, we relate and narrate these incidents. We don't experience what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam experienced. Ya Allah, he was thrown. Stones were hurled at him. He was chased away from the town, Ya Allah. They sent the dogs and the wicked ones to chase the Nabi of Allah. Oh my Allah, his feet were swollen. It was clogged with blood. Oh my Allah, he fell unconscious. Ya Allah, then to no complain on his tongue. He said, Allah, oh my inni ashku ilayka dhafakuni. Wa qilla hiyalati. Wa awani ala nas. Oh my Allah, he made dua. If these people don't accept iman, perhaps their progeny will accept iman. Oh my Allah, we have heard from ulama and scholars. We do not know, we have heard from the books of history, we have read that from the same people of Taif, there was Muhammad bin Qasim, rahmatullah alayhi, was born. And he was responsible for taking Islam to Sindh and India. And that is from where most of us have come, our forefathers from India. Oh my Allah, if Nabi Islam cursed the people of Taif, they would have been doomed. There wouldn't have been a Muhammad bin Qasim. Where would we have been today? Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, day and night, what the glee. He cried for his ummah. Oh my Allah, Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi tried desperately to bring his people to iman. They refused, they rejected. He comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a sore heart, he's crying. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, my people reject me, they don't accept iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands. Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi thought that now Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nabi of Allah, Rasulullah SAW, is going to curse his nation. He said, oh, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this. Now he's going to curse my nation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands. Allahumma ahdi dawsan. Allahumma ahdi dawsan. Oh Allah, guide the people of those. Oh Allah, guide the people of those. Oh Allah, give them hidayat. Day and night. This was his cry. Give them hidayat. Give them hidayat. Oh my Allah, this was our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you went away when he cried and cried and cried. Oh my Allah, you sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and you mentioned you went away of why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying. Jibreel asked him, ma yukkika ya Muhammad? Why are you crying, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is it? What do you need from your Allah? He said, I'm worried about my ummah. What is going to be the condition of the day of Qiyamah? Allah said, O Jibreel, tell Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna sanurdhika fi ummatik wala nasuk. We won't make you embarrassed on the day of Qiyamah with regards to your ummah. We won't let you down. We won't disappoint you. We will make you happy. Oh my Allah, how I cried. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I won't become happy until every ummati of mine enter into Jannat. Oh my Allah, pul sirat, a place where nobody wants to be there. For the cross like the speed of lightning. Ya Allah, we have read in the kitabs that each ummati as is going past, Nabi Sallam will be standing on his side and he'll make dua, Allahumma sallim, Allahumma sallim. Oh Allah, make it be easy for my ummati. Make it be easy for my ummati. Make him cross with easiness. Oh my Allah, we can go on talking about our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But today is only lip service we have. We came to be Ashik Rasul. Ya Allah, we claim to be Ashiq Rasul, but his seerat is not in our lives. His surat is not in our lives. His teachings are not in our lives. We have nothing to show the non-believers. They have read about Islam. They said Islam is so beautiful. Islam is so loving. Islam is good. But we don't see Islam in the lives of the Muslims. Where is Islam that you people are practicing, are talking about? Oh my love, forgive us. Hide our faults. Make us da'is. Help us to connect ourselves to you. Help us to connect the entire ummah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah. Make us become, ya Allah, the means of billions of people coming closer to you, Allah. Make us your true ashiqeen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make tazkiyah in Islam for ourselves before more comes. Don't make us wild and waste away in finding faults in the entire ummah, in our wives and our children and our parents and our friends and our relatives and our ulama and scholars. Oh my Allah, life will go away and we'll be standing still in the same place when everybody will be successful. We will be utter losers, oh my Allah. Oh Allah, we beg you tonight to give us your special mercy, your special karam, your special hidayat. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, protection. Our lives, ya Allah, in danger. There's so much of crime, ya Allah. The lives of our children and wives and parents are not protected, ya Allah. When we leave home in the morning, we do not know we're going to come back safe. Our children go to school at madrasa. We don't know they're going to come back. Say, ya Allah, it is because of our wrong misdeed, our deeds, our evil practices. Oh, may Allah make there be aman and chain in this country. Sukoon in this country. Ya Allah, make Iman and Islam grow and become stronger, oh, may Allah. Allah, whatever jayiz duas, oh, friends, have here today, ya Allah. Our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, ya Allah, wherever they may be. Ya Allah, in every masjid, ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever deeni program is taking place, ya Allah, you accept it, ya Allah. Accept the dua of every single person. Those who are not even making your ibadat at night also, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are not greater. We are absolutely inferior, ya Allah. You just gave us the tawfiq that we are sitting, ya Allah. We are not superior to others who are not making your ibadat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, take away that pride and those feelings of pomp and glory, ya Allah. Accept us, accept them, accept every person. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua qabul farma. Allahumma fili ummati sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa اللهم تجاوز الأمة سيدنا محمد اللهم انصر واحفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم احفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من جميع البليات والآفات والآحات يا الله wherever the Muslim Ummah is parishan, remove the parishan, يا الله. يا الله, so many of them, they put famine, drought, there's war in so many countries, they don't even have a sip of water, يا الله. Month of Ramadan, when we've got so much in our Dasturkhan. Help us to make your shukr, ya Allah. Make your shukr, ya Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, accept all our jayiz duas. Remove all our difficulties, ya Allah. Those of us, ya Allah, who are trying to come closer to you and made up our mind to change our lives, give us that himmat and taqat and accept us, ya Allah. Make us amongst your maqbool banda, whom you announce in the sky, O Jibreel, I love that banda. Oh Jibreel, you also love that banda. And Jibreel announces to the angels, oh angels, Allah loves that person, you also love him. And then Allah, you make acceptance in the earth for that person. People flock and from far and wide and they come and they just become attracted to that person. You give him honor and izzat. Allah, do not make us among those people who you hate and despise. And you call out to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, oh Jibreel, I hate that person. You also abhor and hate him. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam announces to the angels, ya ahl as-sama, Allah hates that person. You also must hate him. And oh Allah, then there's only humiliation and disgrace for that person in this world. He lives a life of misery and wretchedness. Oh my Allah, give us barakat in our money, in our properties, in our rizq, in our rozi, in our sustenance, in our wives, in our lives. Give us good health. Those who are sick and ailing, remove the difficulties and diseases and sicknesses. Give them complete shifa. Those who have left this world, the marhumin, all of them, ya Allah. Grant them jannatul firdaus. Make us die with iman. And give us mawt in Madina Sharif, ya Allah. And make us give bari al-jannatul baqi. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna ya mulana innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.